Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Hoorah! Hoorah! Hoorah!
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here at Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. You ready, Frank? Frank's been ready. He's been waiting for me to get ready. Sorry, Frank. It's been one of those hectic days. And doing me best, of course. Trying to get ready and get empowered and get ready to empower others. So thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about brain breakthrough, or is it cyborg catastrophe? Ooh, you're going to decide. We got lots to talk about on that topic and a whole lot more, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Psalm 133 that says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." I know, peace is one of those blessings you just don't know it's a blessing until you don't have it. You know, a constitutional republic is a blessing, and you just don't know how much a blessing is until you don't have it anymore. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short, and he is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in Lancet. The journal Lancet suddenly has kind of switched sides, backpedaled a little bit. They're the ones that came out and, you know, were full-flown all over the Wuhan coronavirus, you know, pushing the agenda on that story. But now they're saying, hold up. Maybe we should have some transparent debate on this now. Yeah, 16 scientists published an alternative view in The Lancet challenging the earlier paper, which was published, which really compromised our scientists. On this whole thing. So the scientists who, 16 scientists who wrote this article, said they need a new study to say it's urgently needed. We need to evaluate the hypothesis and on a rational basis regarding this virus and weigh in the scientific evidence, facts, and let it be devoid of speculation and political impact. Well, according to the same scientists, there is also no direct support for the natural origin of SARS and laboratory-related accidents to be plausible. So, yeah. Moving along in the quack report, Americans are losing faith in their doctors amid widespread COVID deception and fraud. Yeah, this is an increasing number of Americans answering surveys. They're saying to themselves, "I'll never trust another doctor again." Their reactions include the medical profession's obvious shift away from scientific evidence with regard to this COVID thing. This is from Randy Pinkerton. He's a journalist with the American Thinker. He says, amazingly, almost none of these people questioned the lies in the beginning. They abandoned everything. So doctors, professionals abandoned everything, even what they had learned in virology 101. I have been saying that for a long time. So this pandemic is really showing that doctors are now practicing medicine based on what the White House, big media, and big pharma tell them to do. So science, meanwhile, has been tossed out the window. So scientific evidence, what do we need that for? So rational thought, evidence-based science. It's not. It's history with this. Also, Pinkerton says in private conversations with people, they trust American citizens are heaping contempt on their doctors for forcing them to believe a narrative on the not on the basis of any science. So they say many of us, perhaps even the majority, immediately recognized the virus for what it really was, a common flu, maybe engineered to be more contagious, if not more fatal, by largely differentiating substantially from other influenza strains. So every person who comes to the realization that he or she was lied to by the media and the scientific community was supposed to be, you know, these are supposed to be trusted professionals. This is the problem. Science has just cut their throat this way. You know, people are just, you know, now real skeptical. They don't even want to go to the hospitals now. They're worried that they would be forced to be injected with stuff. This is not good. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report. This is a recent report in the Public Health of Scotland. They find that 80% of the COVID virus fatalities occurred in the vaccinated people. They say this was September 8th, a report that reveals that people either partially or fully vaccinated with COVID-19, these cases, even though they are no longer tested for the virus, they say the critics are claiming that these COVID cases were from people who didn't get the shot. But no, the science reports is saying it's all from people who got vaccinated. So that's coming out. This is Scotland. So they say jab and die over there. Public Health Scotland data reveals 80% of COVID deaths happened to the vaccinated individuals. Ooh, that's damaging. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okie dokie. So we're going to be jumping into our topic of brain breakthrough, or is it really cyborg catastrophe? All good to know. So we've been seeing, you know, some more reports on the scientific front, all this research that's attempting to connect your human brain directly to computers or the internet. You've heard about that, Frank, right? Yeah. So now, to some, that may sound like a medical breakthrough and a huge leap forward for mankind. And to others, it sounds like a technology freak show. So what we have here is researchers at the American Institute of Physics. They have come up with some reports in regards to this type of research. So we're going to check it out. Actually, there's some warning signs they actually admit to. So in a refreshing twist of events, we have the research team at the American Institute of Physics sending a warning signal to scientists that there is serious potential social, ethical, and legal issues at stake when merging technologies with human brains. Uh-huh. So I said to myself when I read that, I went, whoa, let me read that again. Because, you know, lately we have science throwing caution to the wind for the sake of experimentation, funding, professional accolades, and whatever. So it's been as if, you know, science was not too concerned with the potential risks, basically. And it reminds me, you know, of mountain climbers, you know, that say, hey, I'm going to go climb Mount Everest and risk life and limb because it's a mountain and it's there and it needs to be climbed. But those folks, the mountain climbers, they risk their own lives, whereas the scientific researchers, their sacrifice is often the medical patient. So skin in the game kind of thing. Well, let's look at this electroencephalography connection. So when the research is, what they're trying to do is connect brains, human brains, to computers with EEG-based BCIs, or electroencephalography encephalography, that kind of monitors the brain's electrical activity. So the technology is advancing, and they say it will be able to bridge this human-machine gap in the near future. So at the current time, here in 2021, widespread use of this technology has not arrived yet. Now, in this research from the American Institute of Physics, they looked into the possibility of commercial brain-computer interfaces. They said it has limitations and it has ethical concerns that come with it, but they said it will happen eventually, so we're going to have to be on our toes. So what they're doing is recreating. So if you have not noticed, science likes to recreate how the human body operates or functions, okay? So with this concept of connecting the human brain to computer interfaces, they are attempting to surpass the biological limitations of the brain and take more control of the mind through external and later internal devices. So you've probably seen the sci-fi movies. They, you know, predicted this type of human-computer evolution, and they call the creation cyborg. I know you've probably seen that from the Star Trek series. They called them cyborgs. So scientists at the American Institute of Physics warn this component of such research will come sooner than people think it will. Now, researchers from the Imperial College of London did collaborate with the researchers at American Institute of Physics. They collaborated with computer interfaces and BCI devices, and they were also voicing their humanitarian concerns in their report as well. So the research did get published in the July 2021 Journal of APL Bioengineering, if you want to check out the full report. So what they're also saying is with these advancements comes brain monitoring. So science has figured out a way to monitor human brains in a non-invasive way through electrical activity. So science admits they are really not sure what the user will experience when they're connected to external devices, but several things did develop which did get reported. So when they had the clinical trials, certain things developed. Do you want to know what those are, Frank? Well, when a person is connected to such a device, they control the electronics, okay? So medical science wants to extend this technology to people like paraplegics, stroke victims, and other disabled patients. Sounds great. So with their mind, they're supposed to be able to control wheelchairs or change the channel on their TV, all with just brain function. So, however, there was an unforeseen development that materialized. The patients, after the experiment had completed, they didn't want to be disconnected from their devices. The creepy part is the patient said they felt as if the technology was now part of their body. What do you think of that, Frank? Creep. Let me read you a few quotes. This is from Riley Green, a physicist, American Institute of Physics, who said, "For some of these patients, these devices became such an integrated part of themselves that they refused to have them removed at the end of the clinical trial." She goes on to say, "It was profoundly evident that neurotechnologies have the potential to shape our own human experience and sense of self." So can you imagine? Can you imagine that these patients became emotional over losing their connection to technology? Imagine a stronger reaction compared to like teenagers without their cell phones or laptops. Yeah. So the report also described this unforeseen development as, are you ready? Bleak mental and physiological side effects. Bleak. So they go on to list some problems with the intellectual property rights, where the developers of the technology would potentially own the user's mental or neural data. Wow. Talk about your thoughts aren't your own. Really? This is from Roberto Portiello Larbara, he's with the Imperial College of London, he said, this is particularly worrisome since neural data is considered to be the most intimate and private information that could be associated with any person, end of quote. He goes on to say, the EEG data could be used to infer emotional and cognitive states and provide unparalleled insight into the user's intentions, preferences, and emotions. No privacy whatsoever. That's what that means. Well, there's the flip side. So I have to give it to these researchers. They were discussing the flip side of all this. So the research team also continued to discuss what I would call the dark side of this technology. They are concerned about the technology may be exploited and used for cognitive enhancement purposes, which would create a significant imbalance in academic and professional successes. They also seem to lay this ethical dilemma at the feet of policymakers to help get a jump on regulating this area of research and development. Here's a quote from Riley again, who says, should regulatory bodies intervene to prevent misuse and unequal access to neurotech, or should society follow instead the path taken by previous innovations like internet and smartphones, which originally were targeted niche markets, but are now commercialized on a global scale, end of quote. Yep, leave it to the policymakers, who will probably, as usual, be a big sellout and allow science to recreate what is to be human. So the possibilities are kind of endless here with the neurotech. Imagine surgeons planting chips in babies' brains in the womb so they can experience the world differently the moment that they are born. How about imagine the big corporations and the governments exploiting this technology with consumer advertising, voting, tax reporting, applying for a loan, or applying for insurance. Since your thoughts aren't your own, they're going to know if you're lying on an application, right, Frank? They're just going to read your brainwave signals and determine the rest. It's almost like brainwave signals will be like hieroglyphics. Once you have the key, you can read it. And they already know what the key is to brainwave signals. Hey, you know what? Your brain has its own brain power. And, you know, God has given us this marvelous brain, and we can utilize nutrition to help it function. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a brain concentrate formula and a body foundation food mix, and you're going to discover how your body reacts to whole food, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and proteins, and more circulation to the brain, carrying all that nutrition. That's it. Give them a call. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com. That's their website, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless, and keep it all organic. Oh, and their new catalog is going to be here next week. We're so excited about that. Make sure you're on the list to get one, and they're absolutely free. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, get empowered, and stay natural the way your creator created you. Can you imagine that, Frank, being connected to, I don't know, computer interfaces or the internet, telling your wheelchair to come over here and it comes over there. I guess it's empowering to folks that are maybe disabled. I get that part, but still, it's just abnormal kind of thing. What do you think, Frank? Do you want any chips? Do you want to be interfaced? Frank, you got technology at your fingertips right now. You know, just imagine, you wouldn't even have to move your hands. You just think about it, and bam, commercial runs, or bam, you know, a show ends, or whatever it is you do over there on the board, flipping switches and whatever. But then What? It would be great, except for the whole Satan thing. Well, I know, because, hey, then your brainwaves aren't your own, Frank. Somebody's going to be reading your mind. I can read your mind. That's, you know, it's just creeping me out just thinking about it. I'm getting all weird. What? They won't be happy what Frank's thinking. Well, Frank, you going to torment them with your chip? Frank's got all these plans, right? If you ever got chipped in the brain, connected to the interface, oh, what you going to do? You going to, you know, I could see Frank singing gospel hymns 24/7 so the collective would just go insane, right? Right? What would you do, Frank, to make them go crazy? Frank's got a plan. Yeah, just count backwards from 100 or 100 bottles of beer on the wall, sing that. What? Frank's thinking. I can't wait to hear what he says. Frank, he says, with my singing ability, I could sing anything to torture them. Can't carry a tune, can you? Hey, I know a pastor that was outside an abortion clinic handing out tracts and singing hymns, right? That's about what he got arrested for. And he's thrown in jail, and then he's singing hymns in jail, and he gets thrown out of jail for singing hymns. Thrown in jail for singing, thrown out for singing. So, I see the humor in it. I do. And, oh, man. No, I don't think I could. I don't think I could, even if I was paralyzed, say, yeah, I want to be connected to the interface so I have mobility, or I can think I have mobility and just bring things to me. You know, where's, okay, so let's just take this into another level. Where's the levitation part where you can just levitate a book off the table and bring it to you, you know? Maybe you don't need to be connected to the interface to do that. I don't know. That sounds creepy, too. That sounds like black magic or Satanistic stuff. So I just think there's a dark side of a lot of what you're seeing in medical science, and not all of it is just, you know, science therefore called, you know, it's knowledge, but not truth, if you get my drift. Anyway, I can see by the clock we got to take a break, and on the other side we have more health information. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663. 229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
You're always on my mind, instilled in my heart. You're always on my mind, although we are apart. You're always, always on my mind. And baby, the reason.
Thanks, Frank. A little mellow music there. Ah, oh, could change it up. I know, I'm the bouncy music chick. But hey, the mellow stuff, I like Sam Cooke. It's awesome. Thank you, Frank, for getting that. All right, so we're going to be talking about a little bit of chronic fatigue because I've gotten more calls about this. People are going back and forth, running to and fro to physicians on chronic fatigue, and they're not really educated about what chronic fatigue really can be. So there was a study back in 2019 at Georgetown University Medical Center. It was reporting that physicians and other healthcare professionals are really not brought up to speed on how to treat patients that suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. So the findings were suggesting that a majority of patients are not receiving proper care for their condition. And according to the National Academy of Medicine review, in the U.S., there are many, like 2.5 million people suffer from chronic fatigue. And the study results did get published in the January 2019 Journal of Open Access Emergency Medicine. So I thought we'd touch on this. We've touched on this before, but maybe we've got some new listeners out there. What the study was revealing is that medicine is failing their patients that suffer from chronic fatigue issues. All these specialties in medicine seem to really fall short, inadequate really in care for people with chronic fatigue. So this would include allergists, immunologists, infectious disease specialists, neurology, psychology, and nutritionalists. So One of the main findings that they investigated is that patients quit going to their doctors because they perceive that they really don't know enough about their condition to help them. Now, some patients did report that they were mocked by their health professionals and criticized as being crazy, that it was all in their head. Here's one quote by Dr. James Barnick, MD, Georgetown University. He says, a high proportion of the patients were basically told, it's all in your head. Yeah, belittle the patients. That's really going to help. Now, some health experts did chalk it up to misunderstanding on the part of the patient, but a lot of patients know when they're being mocked or being called a head case. You know, people aren't stupid. So the study also highlighted that chronic fatigue patients were tired of being misdiagnosed, disrespected, mistreated with medications, and ignored and not taken seriously. And I will say the same kind of happens with the Lyme disease folks, too, really. Well, let's look at some stats. According to an investigation on this study, most of the chronic fatigue patients are educated with college degrees. About 70% are female, and 67% were seeing their primary care doctors most of the time. So over half of the chronic fatigue patients desperately sought treatment in the emergency department at hospitals, hoping an expert there would be able to diagnose them properly. But 42% are misdiagnosed by hospital staff as psychosomatic. It's all in your head. So when chronic fatigue patients are surveyed about their care at the hospital, they rank the staff as ignorant of chronic fatigue, scoring them 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. So about 41% of the chronic fatigue patients avoid going to the hospitals because they perceive the staff will do nothing for them and won't take them seriously. Here's a quote from Dr. Christian Timball, Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, who said, there is a real need for physician education that will improve their efficiency in identifying and treating chronic fatigue syndrome and being able to distinguish its symptoms from other diseases. Helpful signs to guide a physician is that these patients are intolerant of exercise and alcohol consumption. So, yeah, I worked for a chronic fatigue neurology center late in my career when I was in medicine. And it was just astonishing. They were treating chronic fatigue people, and there was 3 physicians in this suite that dealt with the chronic fatigue stuff, and the other neurologists up on the other floor dealt with the other type of neurology issues, and they even had a optic neurologist there. And so down in this chronic fatigue area, they had a physical therapist, and I just asked Dr. Hamady one day, you know, what's with the chronic fatigue stuff? He just shrugged his shoulders and says it's an ongoing thing, that all they had was pain injections. And he said the patients come faithfully because they're in such discomfort. They even did heat therapy scans on them to see where their body had inflammation, which, you know, was where their most of their pain was. But there wasn't anything that dealt with the cause of this. Okay, they were just treating the symptoms of it. So modern medicine has logged in 9,000 articles on chronic fatigue syndrome over 64 years and has really not identified the cause that produces the problem to begin with. Well, symptoms. Patients in chronic fatigue syndrome have the following disabling symptoms. People have a feeling of being ill all over or malaise. They have exhaustion, cognitive dysfunction. They have trouble concentrating. Blood pressure and heart rate issues. They also have dizziness, muscle and joint pain, sore throat, enlarged lymph nodes in the neck area and the armpits, headaches, and unrefreshed sleep. So what's the medical establishment do for that? Well, patients often are referred to psychiatrists because doctors think the symptoms are in the patient's head. They may also be referred to physical therapists to help them with the exercise program. Or they could be referred to specialists in cognitive training. Other treatments that they say will help reduce their symptoms are take your sleeping pills or your tranquilizers or your antidepressants or your muscle relaxants or your stimulants for fatigue and pain medication. So they drug them up, put them to sleep, stimulate them to wake up, and give them a lot of pain drugs, which do nothing, actually. They just in this perpetual drug cycle. So what is chronic fatigue? You know, people are astonished to learn what's causing it. So the old saying that unless you can identify it, you really can't correct it, that remains true, particularly for this condition. Now, if modern medicine has a label of chronic fatigue syndrome, but there's really no consensus by medicine on how to correct the condition, then there's going to be a lot of confusion. There's going to be a lot of frustration from patients, and there's going to be a lot of failure to help these patients recover. So in my herbal training, my herbal professors, they actually knew what chronic fatigue was. They knew what it was, and they knew how to help people recover from it. I thought this was astonishing because I had worked with these patients, and I thought, you know what the cause is? And so what I learned from my herbal professors was it usually stems from a repeat use or a long-term use of antibiotics that have removed the healthy flora from the digestive tract, and the body can't really no longer assimilate and convert protein in food to amino acids, which fuel the cell. So there comes the excessive fatigue. Often patients with chronic fatigue can also develop a sister condition if it's not corrected, and it morphs into what is called fibromyalgia, where the soft tissues become inflamed, swollen, and very painful. So if you're not getting nutrition to the cells of the body, that's what eventually develops. These people just kind of disintegrate, really, over time. So in the healthcare system, these patients are referred to other physicians, pain specialists, and they're normally going to go see neurologists, as I was working for them. That's what we saw. And they're put on pain injections to give them some sort of temporary relief. But injecting these folks with drugs for the rest of their life is not really the answer. So the fibromyalgia complication, like chronic fatigue, stems from a malfunctioning bowel. So there is a overgrowth of yeast that occurs, and it's linked to the central nervous system, and it becomes agitated and stressed, and it also creates a lot of sleep deprivation. And it can easily be linked to irritable bowel syndrome as well. So what we have chronic fatigue, we have fibromyalgia, and we have irritable bowel syndrome. They're all stemming from a sick, unfunctioning bowel because it has an overgrowth of yeast in it, and it's also a bit of a dehydrated system as well. So a healthy bowel has like 400 good floras, bacterias, and antibiotics will strip away all but the yeast and allows the yeast to overgrow. Acidophilus, well, that's only one of the floras that you get in probiotics, and it may help restore some but not all of the flora. So if the yeast is not addressed, the other floras will struggle to return and remain, and you won't have the correct balance. You want to beware that internal use of colloidal silver will also remove digestive floras, including your yeast. That'll put you in a really bad way as well. So consuming this makes it difficult to restore flora in the digestive tract. You also want to avoid DMSO products as well. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is you got to starve the yeast and encourage the other floras to come back so your body can digest protein and feed the cells by converting the protein to amino acids. So to address the imbalance with the yeast, you have to starve it in order to reduce its dominance. So carbohydrates, fruits, sugars, anything that converts to sugar, artificial sweeteners even, and alcohol, you need to avoid all those because this will feed the yeast, okay? Also, avoid dairy products. A lot of cow's milk, it coats the digestive tract with mucus and things, and it's hard, it struggles to balance. So avoid cheese and dairy. It creates a barrier and it hinders your rebalancing your floras. So there's this diet that my herbal professors told me about that really helps these people come out of this fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue issue. So when you're correcting the yeast imbalance, you're gonna correct not only the chronic fatigue, but the fibromyalgia is going to go too. So here's the diet, okay? It's kind of boring, but you got to stay on the diet. Okay, how long you have to stay on the diet kind of depends on, you know, how long you've been with chronic fatigue. Okay, some people snap out pretty quickly, and some people it takes a little longer. So you're going to starve the yeast. And what we're going to do is we're going to use brown rice. It's not white rice, so it's not, it's a more of a complex carb, not a simple carb, and so it doesn't convert to sugar. So you use brown rice. And you use raw or slightly stir-fried or steamed vegetables. Use your Celtic sea salt, which is sun-dried salt. This helps you pull more protein out of your vegetables. Fermented foods. These are going to help put the floras back in. So things like sauerkraut, pickled beets, kimchi, pickles, these things are fermented. And these help put the flora back. Yes, you can use probiotics as well, but you do want to do the fermented the foods as you go. You can also add a little Bragg's apple cider vinegar. It helps with the hydrochloric acid in your digestive system to help you digest your foods better. You want to drink water and some herbal teas, but without any sweeteners or no caffeine. It's too the caffeine's too dehydrating for the bowel. So you kind of stay on this, and you want to stay on, and your energy is going to come back. You're going to feel less fatigued, and you're going to feel lighter and less heavy. And so you may have to stay on it a month. You may have to stay on it longer, but this is how you remove this problem. You can do this. You have this power right now. If you have chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, this is the way. So you want to stay on the diet and watch your energy level for improvement, and that's going to be an indicator that, you know, you're getting your floras back. Now, if you want to use a probiotic, I like to use the Jarrow brand, J-A-R-R-O-W. It's in a capsule. It's in the refrigerated section at your store. And what I like to do is open up the capsule and dump it in some vegetable juice or water and drink it, because then you don't have the capsule in the way to digest it. And you just don't know. Sometimes, you know, those glycerin caps, they put glycerin in the capsules, and that's kind of a sweetener. So I stay away from the capsules with the fibromyalgia stuff. So and it just works faster. Once you dump the probiotics in the juice or water, it becomes water soluble, and it's going to work immediately. So now, after your energy, this is post recovery. So after your energy is returning, which is your big indicator, your floras are returning and balancing in the bowel. I would highly recommend, once you get back on your feet, to do a bowel cleanse. And a cleanse will protect the flora, but it will also pull out any irritants that are still there. So heavy metals, radioactive particles, pesticides, pharmaceutical residues, any of those things you don't want to hold on to. So, and a lot of times your really good cleanses here will include some black walnut and Parda Arco inner bark, which are helpful at removing yeast, fungus, and parasites. You want to avoid really bad diets. So now that you got your system cleaned and balanced, you don't want to go back to, you know, pepperoni pizza and Budweiser beer, that kind of thing. You want to do the Mediterranean diet. This is really going to protect your floras and your health in so many ways. Make sure you're drinking water, because the bowel uses a lot of water to do its job. So in America, unfortunately, in the Western area of the world, we just obliterate our thirst mechanism by drinking too much caffeine type of beverages that dehydrate the system. So there's coffee and tea in the morning. Maybe there's tea at lunch, or sodas like Coke with more caffeine. Then there's maybe an afternoon energy drink with caffeine, or maybe another cup of coffee or so, or another Coke. And then for dinner, maybe they'll have alcohol with dinner. So this is a whole day worth of dehydrating liquids, and it's not helping the body much. So try to be mindful of that. Some people go, I can't start my day without my cup of Joe. My coffee's, I got to have it. Okay. Well, if you want to have a cup of coffee in the morning to start your engines, counter that dehydration effect with another cup, a glass of water. You know, drink your water. So same thing with tea. Even your green teas will have caffeine in them. So just because you're drinking herbal teas, does, you know, you got to watch it and see which ones have caffeine in it. Some of the other tips I have is if you experience any spastic colon or spasms of the colon, there's some natural antispasmodic herbs that will help you out. And they don't really mess with the bowel as a dependency. I like to use lobelia herb. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have that. It's called relaxation formula. So if you get any spasms, it's great. Even for Charlie horses, it just liberates the spasm in seconds. They do have the black walnut. They do have the organ cleanses there, the bowel cleanses. So you'll be amazed at what you can do with some really good whole food tools and instructions. They also have, if your glands still feel sore, you know, with the fibromyalgia, if you still have sore glands, I love to use mullein. Mullein soothes sore glands like, amazing. So mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N, is a great herb for that. If you have any anxiety and depression that you're still fighting, I like to use valerian root. It's non-addictive. It doesn't sedate you, but it does take a lot of tension out of the nervous system, so you're not so anxious and jittery. So I like to use that. They do have some wonderful immune support herbs as well. So if your immunity is low and it's taking a bit of a hit, definitely check that out. And I highly recommend once your energy level's back and you can kind of shift on over to the Mediterranean diet, also check out the Body Foundation food mix that they have at Apothecary Herbs, because it's a kind of a all-around vitamin, mineral, amino acid, protein kind of blend of plants that you just add to a smoothie or juice and vegetable juice, citrus, whatever you want. And it just super infuses your system with a lot of nutrition you may be missing. And you just feel amazing. And it's all plant-based and organic, so check that out too. The powerherbs.com, if you want to check it out there, it's under their energy booster section. So education is important. And, you know, and I've talked to doctors before, and they kind of, some of them can be a little snarky. You know that, Frank? Where you kind of try to explain to them this stuff, and they go, well, clearly my medical education was lacking. And they say it kind of like that. And it's like, well, it's not to, you know, put you down or anything. It's just information so you can help your patients. But what, Frank? Yes, clearly, he says. Well, some of them, you know, I work for doctors, you know, some of them have tempers, you know, a lot of them do. But so if you want to break free of your chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, you have that power right now. And I encourage you to explore that power. God gave you herbs. They're here for the service of man and healing of the nations. The food is nutrition. He gave us all that too. He knows exactly what the system needs. So if you have the chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and you don't want to take the medications, you know, personally, I would do the diet, get back on track, get on a good Mediterranean diet after that, and use herbs in lieu of prescriptions, but that's just me. I'm standing on God's promise where herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So that's where I'm at. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do a really good job. Certified Tilth Organic ingredients. No heat in the process of making any of the herbal liquids, which is really huge to protect the alkaloid strength and the plant components. So they're not stripping the plants of anything. It's what God put in there. It's an old-timey way of doing the herb liquids, the tinctures. It's like they did hundreds of years ago, but and it's time-consuming, but it makes a superior formula, more than what you could see in the stores where they just throw stuff together in a day and it's on the shelf. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get their free catalog. Their new catalog is going to be in the beginning of next week, and we can't wait. It's amazing what you can do with some herbal stuff. And it's a great catalog. It gives you a lot of information, and you can always call them up and get more information. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972, or just, you know, look them up online at thepowerherbs.com. I encourage you all to call and get your free catalog or get on the list for it. They did start a list. If you haven't gotten on there, be on the list so you can get your copy. And also, if you have internet access and emails, they do sponsor two free online newsletters that you can sign up for. You just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. They have the American Survival newsletter and they have the Health Quest newsletter. So they both go out each week with empowering information, and they're absolutely free. So, but you have to have email to get those. I do apologize, they're not snail mailed, but thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Oh, thank you, Frank, for the bumper. Thank you for being there. Magical Engineer Frank. And, for the conversation. Frank's a great conversation guy. He's always interesting. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.